Today, Shir Masechta Kedushim, Daf Nun Hey. We will begin Be'ezer Hashem Yisbarach on Daf Nun Hey Amid Aleph. The first words of Rama Tanan Hosam. As we have been learning Baruch Hashem in our Shiurim, Machloikus Ramei Rabbi Yehuda, when somebody uses Hegdish, does it lose its Kedusha? Everybody agrees that if it was used B'shoyig, it loses its Kedusha. The machlokes we have between Ramei and Rabbi Yehuda is regarding if it was done b'mezid. Ramei's opinion is that it doesn't lose the kedusha. Rabbi Yehuda's opinion is that it does lose the kedusha. Says the Gemara, Tanan Asim, the Mishnah Masechta Shkolim teaches us behemish and nimtzis Yerushalayim leMigdal Eder. If an animal was found in between Yerushalayim and Migdal Eder, in that distance, we have to be concerned that that animal was actually an animal that was in Yerushalayim, and if it was an animal in Yerushalayim, presumably it was a carbon, because that's what most animals in Yerushalayim are. They are carbonous. And now, when we find this animal, the person who finds the animal has a challenge: how to treat. This animal. And of course, it's not only in the direction of Yerushalayim to Migdal Eder, it's in all directions. Says the Gemara, says the Mishnah Masechta Shkolim, Zecharim, if the animal that was found is a male, we have to presume it's a carbon oilam. If the animal was in the keva, so in the keva cannot be used for carbon oilam. The Torah says for carbon oilam, Zochet tamim yakrivenu. So we assume shlivchei shlamim. We have to assume that's a carbon shlamim, and therefore pashup shat in the Mishnah is that the zochar, the animal that's a male, should be brought as a carbon oila, and the animal that's a carbon shlamim, should be brought that's in the keva should be brought as a carbon shlamim, even though the animal doesn't belong to this person. The halacha is, says the Rashba, that since the animal was lost, the people who owned the animal and the people who designated the animal to be brought as a carbon want that it should be brought as a carbon. Whoever found it should bring it as a carbon, given that they can't bring it as a carbon. Ask the Gemara, how and why would we assume that this is acceptable? Zecharim oilus v'dahava, can males be brought only as a carbon oila? Zivcha shlamim loyhavu, can they not be brought as a carbon, as they cannot be brought as a carbon shlamim? Yes, a carbon oila, as we said, can only come from a zachar. But a carbon shlamim can come from a zachar or a nekeva. So why are we so confident that it's certainly, that the zachar is certainly a carbon oila? Maybe we should assume that it's a carbon shlamim. Answers the Gemara, the way to understand that Mishnah, Amar Rav Oshia, hach v'ba locha v'demei meskinen. Somebody is going to donate the value of this animal. So what happens is, the person who finds this animal wants to resolve what to do here. What he does is, he waits till this animal becomes bamum. Once the animal becomes bamum, he's paid it. He redeems it. And half the money should be used for carbon oila, and half the money should be used for carbon shlamim. Vachkamer. And that's what the Mishnah meant to say. That if male animals were found, and we don't know if that animal is a carbon oila or carbon shlamim, chashin and shema oilas. We have to be concerned that maybe it's a carbon oila. And our Mishnah is following, that Mishnah is following the opinion of Rameya. Dama hegdish bechmezim eschalul. That even though we could make hegdish chulin, says the Gemara, and that's why over here we could take this animal and redeem it. If we're doing it deliberately, so then we have no problem to deliberately be paid it, and when we're paid it, the money will become a carbon oila, a carbon shlamim. So the question is, even though the Gemara is trying to prove that we're following the opinion of Rameya, and even when it's done b'mezid, it loses the kedusha, but everybody agrees that it becomes a balmum that you can repay it. So why don't we just wait till it becomes a balmum and we could solve all the issues? So the Panovich Rav, Rabitzel Panovich explains, he says that the point of Me'ila is that you're lowering the level of Kedusha. And that lowering the level of Kedusha is also the same if you deliberately wait for it to become Bamum, a very Bechidish. Ask the Gemara, the Kedushas are Gufim Mischal, but would this procedure anyway work? How could something that has in it a Kedushas aguf lose that Kedusha? But Tanan, the Mishnah Masech the Mila, Daf Yutes Amid Beis teaches us, Ein Moil Ech Moil B'Mekdoshim, that a person ready was Moil and Hegdish, and then somebody else was Moil and that Hegdish, the second person wouldn't be Chayiv. Ela B'Behema, the only time that could happen, if there's an animal that was designated to be brought as a carbon, or B'Klisharis B'Vad, or Klisharis, there we could have a double mila. And the Gemara explains, the Mishnah explains, Ketzat, Hayrachav Gav Behema, if somebody was riding an animal that has in it Kedushas carbon, and then Bochaver Verachav, and then a second person rode on that animal, and then Bochaver Verachav, and then a third person rode on that animal, Kulam Moil, they're all Chayef and Mila, because the animal did not lose its Kedusha. And since the animal during these various situations did not lose its Kedusha, so every time somebody rides on it, he's being over a Mila, and he has to bring a carbon Mila until the animal develops a mum. Similarly, if somebody drank from a cup that is Hegdish, and then somebody else drinks from that cup, and then another person drinks from that cup, kulam malu, they're all chayv from ila, because the kedusha always remain. So the question here too is, how can we just say that we'll take money and we'll buy with it another carbon, we'll take the value, we'll be paid it, and we'll buy with it a carbon oil, a carbon shlamim, the animal never loses the kedusha. Answers the Gemara, ahu, that Mishnah that says that an animal that can be still used as a carbon, or klisharis that could still be used, always retain the kedusha, represents the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. And Rabbi Yehuda indeed holds that hegdish shechil b'chodesh mischalel, and therefore that's only by regular hegdish. By kabanis and by klisharis, he doesn't hold that way. But the Mishnah Mishkalim represents the opinion of Rameya that Chedesh Shechil Lebemezid does lose the Kedusha. And therefore, Rameya, who says, who's broader in his application of letting Hegdish lose its Kedusha, included in Rameya's opinion is that this animal will no longer, that this animal or cup that is has in it this Kedusha Saguf will lose it. Well, we'll lose that Kedusha, even not just by regular Hegdish, but even something that has Kedushas Haguf. Rashi explains, why is the halacha that a behema and a klisharis, at least according to the Gemara now, it's the opinion of Yehuda, that always there is Yoish Moil Achamoil. He says, very simple. He says that since they don't lose their purpose, what they were designated for, they could still be used even after you did Mila once. So doing Mila, the only time doing Mila makes them lose the Kedusha, suggests Rashi, is only in a case where it's no longer useful for its original purpose. But in a case where it's still useful for the original purpose, therefore it doesn't lose the Hegdish. However, when we speak about Kedusha Stamim, Kedusha Stamim, Rashi explains, are always Omdil Padiya. Omdil Padiya means that they always could be redeemed. Since they always could be redeemed, so therefore their Kedusha never was to such a degree that they remain Kaddish no matter what. And therefore, after meal was performed, Shagig for sure, Mezer Machlaikis, they no longer have the Kedusha. Tysus says that there are two ways to commit Mila. One way of committing Mila is to steal or transfer the item from its present ownership, from being Hegdish. And the other way of doing Mila is by using the item and having Hana, deriving pleasure from it. Tysus says that if somebody uses an item of Hegdish, thinking that it's not Hegdish, and it's an act, a Mila, the halacha is the item doesn't become chulim. Even though, as we've been learning, whenever Mila is done, Hegdish becomes chulim, it's only in this case that I used it, since there was no intention of taking this item. All I intended to do was using the item. So therefore, the halacha is that even though Mila was done, the halacha would be that once it would still be Hegdish and still be subject to Mila again. Our Gemara, which says Eimoil Achamil, and says that only by Kedushas Aguf and by Klisharis it could be Mila, is referring to a person who intended to take it for his own, to take it for himself. With there, on as we just explained, by Kedushas Damim, it loses the Hegdish. And here the Gemara is teaching us, by these items, even if the Mi'ila I did was with the intention to keep it for myself, still, if it's carbon or klisharis, it will retain that Kedusha. So Tysus is making a distinction between two different types of Mila. Mila of using something that's Hegdish, or Mila of taking something of Hegdish that belonged to me. And Tysus brings a raya from the Gemara Masechet Milah Daf Chaf Amud Aleph to this point. The Gemara there discusses that the Gizbar, the administrator of Hegdish, if he mistakenly used something of Hegdish, thinking that it belonged to himself and therefore was not, and therefore he thought, he didn't think he was doing the wrong thing, it doesn't become chulin. But if he gives it to somebody else, then it will become chulin. So Tysus explains, what's the difference if he uses it for himself or he gives it to someone else? That in the case that he gave it to someone else, so there was an intention to transfer ownership of this item to someone else. Yes, it was done by mistake. He didn't realize it's Hegdish. But that's where the halacha Mila b'Hegdish b'Shagi kicks in, where the halacha will be that it loses its Hegdish. Whereas, when he used it for himself, so the Gizbar looks at himself as Hegdish. So he didn't have intention to take it out of the Rishus of Hegdish, and therefore it remains Hegdish, even though it had Mila. The Mishnah Melech and Rekiv Eger say that there's an interesting way to understand Tysus. That Tysus, as we just said, based on our Gemara, our Tysus, says that the halacha that we just learned about a Gizbar, with the Gemara Masechet Me'ilah Daf Chaf, that says there's a difference if the Gizbar wanted to use it for himself or give it to someone else. According to Tysus, that isn't only by a Gizbar. That halacha would be by an individual himself also. Because as Tysus is teaching us, there's a difference if I used it, or there's a difference if I intended to take away. Tysus, and he says, Masechet Milah points out that this difference is only by a Gizbar and not by anybody else. So Tysus is sort of inconsistent. From our Tysus, it seems that there's such a difference always. And there, Tysus seems to say it's only difference by a Gizbar, says the Gemara. So now we've said that Rabbi Yehuda, that Mishnah Masechet Me'ilah of Eimoil Achamoil represents the opinion of Rameyer, who, as we explained, has a broader application of Mila. But as the Gemara, Rabbi Yehuda Nishmel Rameyer, once we know Rabbi Yehuda's opinion, shouldn't that help also understand Ramey's opinion, and the Gemara explains itself. Lav Amar Rabbi Yehuda. Didn't Rabbi Yehuda teach us at the beginning of the sugya on Daf Nun Beis, Hegdish b'shoyging mischalal, something that has in it kedushas by the kabayis. If you did me'ila b'shoyging, it loses its kedusha. Kedushas aguf, but something that has in it a kedushas aguf ain't mischalal. So Rameya Nami, so says the Gemara, why don't we say the same according to Rameya? Yes, Rameya holds that afagav the hegdish b'meizid mischalal. Rameya's opinion indeed is that even b'meizid, the hegdish loses the kedusha. Kedusha saguf, but maybe that's only by something that has in it kedushas domin. But something that has in it a kedushas beder kabayis, kedushas saguf, maybe Ramey will agree that loy mischala never loses that kedusha because it retains the kedusha saguf. Answers the Gemara. Hossam, in our Mishnah where Rabbi Yehuda said that only by something which has kedushas domin, b'shoygig, it loses its kedusha. But loy kamacham lefkuna lechulin, he didn't have any intention because he did it b'shoygig. Hocho, when he did it b'mezid, kamacham lefkuna lechulin. So what the Gemara is saying is that Rameir's opinion is the why is something that's hegdish b'mezid mischalal. So Gemara is saying Rameir's opinion is that anything that's hegdish is mischalal, loses the kedusha when you did it b'mezid, is because since it was your intention that it should lose that kedusha, since it was your intention that it should lose the kedusha, it loses the kedusha. If that's the case, says the Gemara, why would Rameya differentiate between something which has kedusha zaguf and kedusha stamim? Asked the Gemara, Eimad Hashem is Rameya, but maybe where did Rameya say that b'kotchi kotchim, by something which is kachim by the kabayis, or something which has on a kachim kalim, an animal that we started the shear with that might be kachim kalim, because we started with an animal that was found, and as we described, we're not quite certain what type of animal this is. Maybe it's a karbon shlomim, and since it's a karbon shlomim, maybe therefore, mishamatle, will Rameya hold that if you took it away, if you were mischalal it, if you used the b'mezid, it will lose the kedusha. And Rashi explains, since the halacha is that by kachim kalim there is no me'ila, so since by kachim kalim there is no me'ila, that's why Rameh is going to hold that b'mezid, in such a case, it doesn't lose its kedusha. And the Ritva explains that since by kachim kalim, as we often describe, there's certainly an element in the kachim kalim of ownership of the bialim. It's not pure hegdish. Since it's not pure hegdish, maybe the halacha ought to be that it doesn't lose the kedusha. Amalehum rabbanan. So one of the rabbanan of Rav Yaakov Shmei responded, Kal v'chomer. I'm going to respond with Kal v'chomer. If kachim kachim, which are always stricter, mischalim, Rameyu holds that they lose the kedusha, it doesn't make any sense for him to say that Rameyu would hold the kachim kalim loy kolshkein. And therefore, if Rameyu holds and loses the kedusha by kachim kachim, it certainly will be sod aloch by kachim kalim. And says the Gemara Itma Nami, Amr Abchama Bar Ukva, Amr Ab Yosef Bar Chanina, Oyemeya Rameya, Hegdish Bemezim Mischalal, if Bemezim loses the kedusha, Beshoge E Mischalal, it doesn't lose the kedusha under certain circumstances, as we discussed in our Mishnah. Echa kachim kachim vecha kachim kalim. There's no difference between kachim kachim and kachim kalim. That as we just learned from Rav Yaakov, because he said the Brisa teaches us kachim kal v'chomer. If kachim kachim is chalim b'mezid, kachim kalim loy kolshkein. That certainly that would be the halacha. Says the Gemara. Rabbi just said that an animal that was found, we take this animal, we redeem it, and we use half the money for carbon oil and half the money for carbon shlomim. Says Matai by Rabbi Yochanan. So Rabbi Yochanan wondered when he heard this psak. Do we tell a person to do an aveira b'shvil shetiska? Yes, we have this animal, And this animal, we don't know what to do with. But the halacha is that this animal is a healthy animal. And as we said earlier in the shir, the halacha is we're not allowed to be poida an animal that's a healthy animal. So how are we allowed to be poida this animal because we have this problem that this person donated an animal and we don't know what it is? How am I allowed to do an aveira? So the Masoris Hashas asks the question. The Gemara says, Noich l'chaver l'aver isakal. It's better for a Talmud Chacham to do a small aveira, k'dei l'hatzel amaretz min isachomer, to prevent a amaretz from doing a more serious aveira. So therefore, yes, redeeming an animal that's healthy is an aveira, but I'm doing it for the benefit of someone else. And since I'm doing it for the benefit of someone else, the halacha ought to be that I should be allowed to do so. So the Rosh Hashanah explains that when is this halacha said, that only if the chaver was the one that caused the amaretz to do the aveira. So if I, the chaver, caused the amaretz to do the aveira, so now I have a responsibility to try to help him get out of the aveira. But in this case, I had nothing to do with this animal getting lost. And since I didn't cause that this animal should get lost, I carry no responsibility. And since I carry no responsibility, that's why the halacha is that I don't have to do any aveira to prevent somebody else. The Shaila of Tshuvos Mishnah Halachos gives a different explanation. He says that there's a concept of Kol Yisrael Arevim Zeh L'Zeh. In other words, he explains what is the thinking behind the concept of Noach L'Chaver D'Levet Isur Klala V'Loi L'Eved Amoritz Isur Rabba. What's the thinking behind that? He says, because since Kol Yisrael Arevim Zeh L'Zeh, we're all responsible for each other. So since we're all responsible for each other, if I see somebody doing an aveira, I have the responsibility to do whatever I can to prevent that person from doing an aveira. But, says the Mishnah Halachas, our Gemara, the person who lost the animal, didn't do anything wrong. The animal, unfortunately, got lost. But it's not that he did anything wrong. And now, we're going to ask this person who found the animal to do the aveira of being paid to the animal when it's a healthy animal. Why should I do an aveira to save somebody else who really didn't do an aveira anyway? Elam Rabbi Yochanan, says Rabbi Yochanan, different than we've been learning till now. Indeed, you have to wait achatumam, mantan achatumam. The person who finds the animal waits till it becomes a balmum. When the animal becomes a balmum, then you'll have to be paid it. And now he brings two animals, and he says, Umasna, and he says, if the original animal was a carbon oila, the animal that I'm bringing in its place should be an oila, and the second animal should be shalmi taida. And if the original animal was a shlomim, so this should be the replacement for that, and that should be a replacement for that, and the oila I'm bringing now will be oilus nadova. So many Rishonim asked the question, the halacha is that when you bring a carbon oil and you bring a carbon shlom, you have to do smicha. But the only one that could do smicha is the owner. And here, the animal that's being brought as the oiler or shlomim for in place for the of the original owner, so I, who I'm bringing it now, can't do smicha. So how can we bring that the carbon should not have smicha? So, and even though, of course, the halacha is that smicha is not essential to the akrava of the carbon, even though the smicha is not essential to the akrava of the carbon, the halacha still is that you should not bring a carbon that you'll know you won't be able to do smicha on. So the Tosfos Rosh disagrees. He says, the Tosfos Rosh says that even though you should not l'chatchila bring a carbon on which smicha will not be able to be performed, he says in this case, since there's no other option, then the halacha is we bring, then the halacha is that we are allowed to bring it without performing smicha. But the Pnei Yeshua has a different approach. Pnei Yeshua says that since I'm being so altruistic in this situation, and I'm bringing the carbon instead of the person who was supposed to bring the carbon, I now become the Baal HaKarbon. And since now I become the Baal HaKarbon, I would be allowed to do the smicha. So continues the Gemara. The Gemara goes back to that Mishnah that we quoted in Masechet Shkalim. Amamaz Charim. If the animal that was found, it's Charim. We have to be concerned, loyless. And maybe it's a carbon oiler. Ask the Gemara, but why are we not concerned that it's a carbon taida? Dilma carbon taidahu. Why should we not be concerned that it's maybe a carbon taida? We're saying we're worried that maybe an oiler, maybe a shlomim. What about a carbon taida? Answers the Gemara, the maisa nami taida. The Gemara says that we also bring a carbon taida. So there's a big machlokes rishonim. How to understand what the Gemara says, the maisa nami carbon taida. Some say that the animal that's going to be identified as the carbon shlomim will say that it should be a carbon taida as well. And a taida and shlomim are very similar in the way they are brought. That's one mahalach in the Rishonim. The other mahalach in the Rishonim is that indeed you would have to bring three kabanas. We would have to bring a carbon, a third animal, and make designation that maybe it's a carbon shlomim. Ask the Gemara, but if I'm bringing that animal, whether I'm bringing the third animal or using the shlomim animal as the toida animal, and Rabbi Yoshua said, according to the Rishonim that say that I'm making the animal that's a shlomim, I'm going to say maybe it's a toida, there's a concept throughout Shas of emavin carbon lebeis apsul, which means that I'm not allowed to cause that an animal should be eaten for less time that it may be eaten. And therefore, here, I'm doing that. Because if it's a carbon shlomim is nechel l'shnei yom v'layla echad. A carbon toida is only nechel l'yom v'layla. But says Rabbi Yashiv, since there are no other options, the halacha says that we're allowed to do it. But ask the Gemara, but whether we bring, which whatever we're doing, if we're bringing an animal as a carbon taida requires that we bring along with it 40 chalas. But by lechem, 40 chalas, four different types, 10 of each, answers the Gemara, the maisi nami lechem. Indeed, you're going to have to bring 40 chalas along on the chance that this animal is a carbon taida. But ask the Gemara, v'dilma oshan hu, maybe the animal that you found is a carbon osham. And again, by bringing it as an oiler, toida, shlomim, you're not doing it properly. Answers the Gemara, osham ben shtei shonim. The Torah says that an animal that's brought as a carbon osham is brought in its second year. And the animal that was found, vishtakach, the ben shana, the animal was brought in 1 year. And as Rashi explains, this question that maybe it's an osham is a much more complicated question. Because till now we've been speaking about an oila and a shlomim and a toida. An oila and a shlomim and a toida are all animals that can be brought by nadava. So if it's not what we thought it is, so it's not a problem. I'm bringing it as a nadava. But an osham can only be brought if you're mechuyiv to bring the carbon osham. And since you're mechuyiv to bring a carbon asham, you can't bring it. So Taisus asks Arashi, why is that such a compelling argument? Bring it and make a tanai. That if it's a carbon asham, good. And if it's a carbon asham, it's being brought as an asham. And if it's not an asham, it should be brought as a shlomim. So Taisus says that you can't say that teretz because asham requires nesachim, and shlomim don't require nesachim. And when you bring the nesachim, you can't bring it with a tanai. Therefore, it's the nesachim that create the difficulty here. So as the Gemara, asked the Gemara. So we saw, so the Gemara says, the reason we don't need to be concerned it's a carbon asham, because an asham is always a two-year-old, and this animal is a one-year-old. But ask the Gemara, the Dilma asham Metzaira. The Torah takes where the Metzaira brings an asham, it's a one-year-old that it brings, a kevesh. And the same thing, asham Metzaira, says the Gemara, for that we don't have to be concerned, because lo shkichi. We don't, it's very uncommon that a nazir should become tamei during his naziris. And the same thing, tsaras is unlikely. I saw the Rambam says that in Hilchos Tumah Tsaras, Perek Tazayin Halacha Yud, Einoy Mimen Hagish Shel Olam, tsaras is not found. El Ois Upela Hayu Bisrael, it's only something incredibly interesting. Kedilas Hirim Lashon Hara, to warn Klai Yisrael not to do Lashon Hara. But ask the Gemara, why we should we not be concerned that maybe it's a carbon Pesach? Answers the Gemara, Pesach bezmanoi, we don't have to be worried that it's a carbon Pesach, mirzi zehiribay. People, when they have an animal designated for the carbon Pesach, are careful that it should not be lost or not should anything should happen to it because they need it for a carbon Pesach. Shloi bezmanoi. But, and if it's already after Pesach, a carbon Pesach, after Pesach, Shlomim who becomes a carbon Shlomim. So Torah Rishonim asked the question. We just said that people are careful with their carbon Pesach, and because people are careful with their carbon Pesach, we don't need to be concerned that the animal I found is a carbon Pesach. And a minute later, the Gemara says that Shloi bezmanoi. What is the definition of Shloi bezmanoi? The definition of Shloi bezmanoi is that the animal was found, that the animal was found after Pesach. So we see that the person wasn't careful with the Karan Pesach. How are we to understand this? How we understand the Shloi bezmanoi? So the Rishonim give a number of answers. One answer is that they designated an animal for Karan Pesach, and then that animal got ill. Since that animal got sick, they took another animal. And then the original animal, after Pesach, recuperated, and it's brought as a carbon shlomim. Another explanation is that somebody designated a carbon Pesach, but the owner who designated a carbon Pesach became tamei. And therefore, after Pesach, he couldn't bring it as a carbon Pesach. And then so he wasn't careful, and it got lost, and now was found. Another explanation is that they designated up front two animals. The person who was chayiv in a carbon Pesach designated two animals. He designated the second animal as a backup in case something should happen to the first animal. So since the person originally designated the animal as a backup, so therefore the halacha is the second animal after Pesach becomes a carbon shlomim. But ask the Gemara, we're still not finished. The Dilma Bechor, maybe the animal that we found is a Bechor, or Maisininu. Ask the Gemara, Lamai Hilchsa, what is the halacha an animal that's a Bechor? What's the halacha an animal that's Maisa Behema? Lamechlin B'Mumin, that once they become a Baal Mum, you're allowed to eat them. So Hani Nami, as we've been learning, he's waiting till this animal that's found is a Baal Mum. And since he's waiting for the animal to become a Baal Mum, when it's a Baal Mum, what is the concern that it may be a Bechor or a Maiser? They'll be eaten like a Bechor or Maiser. And the Halach Rashi points out, so now we're learning that the original animal that we now have a concern might be Bechor or Maiser will have the Halach as a Bechor or Maiser. That the Halach is that they can't be weighed in with a regular scale, nor may they be sold in a butcher shop. Amamar, so says the Gemara, we learned, the Kavis, if the animal that was found is in the keva, we could use that, we bring that animal for zifke shlomim. But ask the Gemara, the taidahi, maybe it's a carbon taida, answers the Gemara, as we've been learning, the maisa taida. And as we learned, the machlokes, two ways of learning, either we bring another animal, or use this one animal and as a carbon shlomim, but we give it the chumris of a carbon taida. But ask the Gemara, doesn't a carbon taida require lechem? Says the Gemara, the Maisi Nami Lechem. But ask the Gemara, the Dilmachatasi, but why when we found it in the Keva, should we not be concerned that it's a Karmachatas? Answers the Gemara, Chatas, bashnasa. The carbon chatos can only be an animal which is in its first year. Vishtakach, and the animal that was found, bashtei shanim. Ask the Gemara, but maybe the animal that was found is a chatos over shanasa, a chatos that's past its first year, that does aloch lemosh mesinai, the lemisa azla, that animal has to be put to death, left to die. Says Gemara leshchiach. Ask the Gemara, so now, what will be the halacha if a female animal was found and it's within its first year? So it may be a carbon shlomim or maybe a carbon chatos. So ask the Gemara, ishtakach bashnosomai, what will be the halacha if an animal was found, a female was found in its first year? Tanya, says the Gemara, the Braisa, Nanya bechnoi oimer, eis bashnosoi, lechatos. It should be brought, this animal that was found should be brought for a chatos. Ask the Gemara Chatas Alkadaitach. How can we say that we should certainly bring it for a Chatas? As we said earlier, you can't bring a Karmel Chatas unless you're mechuyev to bring a Karmel Chatas, unless you're obligated to bring a Karmel Chatas. We can't be certain that it's a Karmel Chatas. It may be a Karmel Shlomim. It may be a Karmel Taida. Elam Abaya says Abaya, what he meant to say was Kechatas. It's treated like a Karmel Chatas. That the halacha is that when you have a karmel chatos that you can't bring, the halacha is koinsel l'kipa, it's brought to a room where it's closed, v'meis me'aleh, and it dies on its own. That's the only thing that you could do with this animal. And Tosfos explains that why is it put into the kipa? Yes, we're learning now that it has to be left to die. But why is the halacha that it has to be put in the kippah? So the Tosfos Rid explains the reason it's put into a kippah is because we don't want it to get mingled with other animals. Because if it's going to get mixed up with other animals, we're going to come back to the original problem. What is this animal? So that's why we keep it separate and we let this animal die like a chaver chatas that we don't know what to do with.